Tantor Audio presents The Ships of Air by Martha Wells. Narrated by Talmadge Reagan. Chapter 1. So we made ready to leave the shore of the Isle of Storms, in hope of never setting foot on it again. Ravenna's Voyage to the Unknown Eastlands, V. Madrias Translation. Tremaine picked her way along the ledge, green stinking canal on one hand, rocky outcrop sprouting dense dark foliage on the other. She was exhausted and footsore, and at the moment profoundly irritated. She said in exasperation, "All they have to do is get on the damn ship. Is that really going to be so hard?"
"It's the eyes," Gilead told her obliquely. He and Ilias were just ahead of her on the narrow shelf of rock, both men having a far easier time of traversing it than she was. The mossy water a few feet below was foul-smelling and stagnant, inhabited only by weeds and the occasional brightly colored snake. These canals cut through the rocky island in several directions, leading to and from the stone buildings that housed entrances to the deserted waterlogged city that wove through the caves below. The builders, whoever they were, had used black stones 20 or 30 feet long to line the watercourse, stacking them like tree trunks in the same way they built their underground walls and bridges. "The ship doesn't have eyes." Tremaine struggled along, sweating in the damp air.